A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Chaf Hei. Chulin 125a. Pagination is 249. We'll start on the facing page where the Mishnah begins, the last two words on the page. Kulis, a marrow bone. The Rambam in Tumas Meis Beis Hei describes it as Etzem Hasasu Mishnei Kitzosov, a bone that's sealed off on both sides, but there is marrow inside of it, and that's what we're going to be dealing with in this Mishnah. So we start off with Kulis Hameis, the marrow bone of a dead person, and that has certain tumah associated with it. As Rashi says at the end of the page here, O be'etzem adam, if you come into contact with a bone of a person, there is a tumah, a ritual impurity. Continuing on to today's daf, v'kulis hamukdashim, as well as the marrow bone of an animal that's kachim. Rashi top line tells us that what went wrong was pigul or nosar. It's typically not going to be tameh. If it was shecht properly in the Beis HaMikdash, why would it be tameh? Shechita does not produce an animal of tumah. But pigul, they had in mind something improper at the time of the shechita, or nosar, the animal is left over after its proper time, so it has a degree of tumah associated. Now, on the second line of Rashi, Rashi makes an important distinction. Mitamin es hayadayim de gazri behu rabbonon. It's only causing tumah to the hands, as opposed to the whole body. And it's a gzera de rabbonon, it's a rabbinic legislation. So even though we're grouping the bone of a dead human body together with the bone of the kachim animal under these circumstances that something went wrong, but these really are going to have different ramifications. But they're grouped together because they're both bones that have marrow inside, and we want to know what's going to be the rule of the bone, even though it's all sealed up. Hanogeya bohen, if someone touches these bones, bein stumin bein nekuvim, whether they're sealed or punctured, tamei becomes tamei. If it's a tamei mace, then it's that tuma. If it's the tuma derabbanon of metamin mesayadayim, then it's that tuma. But the rule is that the bone sealed or unsealed, but even sealed, is going to cause tumah because it's the bone that's mentioned, o be'etzem adam, and that's the way they legislated. However, kulis nevela, when you have a marrow bone of an animal that died without shechita, it's a nevela, so it has a degree of tumah associated with it. V'kulis hasheretz, or of certain types of animals in the classification of sherets, rodent-type animals that have this rule of tumah as well. If you had such a bone from those, hanogeya bohem stumim tahorim. If they're sealed, then the person is tar for touching the bone because there's no such tumah of the bone. It's only tumah from meat. The marrow has the rule of meat, but if it's totally sealed off, you never manage to touch it. Nekuvim, however, if it's been punctured, kol shehu, even the slightest amount that you can get a hair in, but like this, you have means to come in contact with the marrow that's inside, which has the rule of flesh, metame b'maga, then touching the bone will give toma, and that's because it's a shomer, it's a guard to the marrow that's in it. Now, you could well ask, if it's a guard, then touching the bone is metameyu. And the answer is that there's a special understanding that it's only going to be metame if you could have come in contact with the marrow. But if you can't come in contact with it, then the bone is not going to cause tumah. So once it has a puncture such that you could come in contact, then coming in contact with the bone is regarded as a shomer, and it will cause tumah. Now, the Gemara explores the question, what about mahil? What about being covered by the same cover, the rule of a tent, an ohel? What about that? If you have a bone that has marrow in it from a human being, so then it should cause tumah with ohel, and our Mishnah omitted that topic. The Mishnah talks about hanogeya, someone who touches it, and doesn't mention ohel. So the Gemara has different approaches. One of them is deleka kezayis moach bifnim. There is not a kezayis worth of marrow inside the bone. So that's the equivalent of flesh. But if you don't have a kezayis of flesh, then it's not going to have the tumah of ohel. Either it simply doesn't have that amount, or it's an ancient bone and it's all dried up. But in any case, if it doesn't have that amount of flesh equivalent, it's not going to cause the tumah of ohel. There's another approach towards the bottom of the page, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Deika kezayis, it has a kezayis worth. However, no geya diktani ma'ahil. When the Mishnah talked about coming in contact, it's talking about the rules of ohel, and it will be metame once we understand that the marrow is indeed like flesh. If it's under a roof that would convey, then even not coming into contact, but just being under the same roof, would indeed cause tumah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.